I don't want to start at a point where I know what's going to happen.
But me too. That would bother me.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to start at a point where I like the lore. We go back in time. Like, okay, the lore is not caught up. And but at the same time, I don't mind not having everything. Like, I don't mind that. I want the world to be as it is currently in the lore. You know, certain things need to be changed. Obviously, there's certain characters that are just kind of way out there that need to be put in line kind of with the current lore, especially with Arcane and the new lore around Hextech. But at the same time, I want the world to be like how I'm saying Viego needs to be in Camivor. I want the world to feel as it is now. And then, but I don't mind only exploring and expanding that lore in a couple locations, like not the whole world. That's why I mean piecemeal the whole world. It doesn't need to be the entire map of Runeterra, as long as the entire map of Runeterra is there. Like, I don't need to be exploring Shurima, but I don't want the Sun Disk not to be there. Like, people should be talking about the Sun Disk and be like, oh yeah, you know, there's this guy Azir who rose in Shurima and like the Sun Disk is back. It's crazy over there. I'd be like, no way, I'd love to go. They're like, well, you can't because there's an invisible wall. Like, oh, okay.
Well, you can't. The devs haven't finished that part yet.
But you can try. Go ahead, try. You just stop moving. They're like, yeah, were you happy? Did you try? Okay. Go explore the rest.
Try going to Ishtal, loser. See what happens.
Mines just rip you apart.
Yeah. So, I think for sure they're going to have to do exposition is what I'm going for each of the zones. Mm-hmm. For sure, because I mean, like, how many League of Legends players are going to hop into this MMO and, like, not know anything other than, like, you know, the heroes, the champions? So, like, they're not going to know what the heck Shadima is. They're not going to know why there's a giant floating dinner plate in the sky. They're going to need that explained to them in the MMO. For sure. I think that's going to be a general thing for the, like, starting zones especially. So I think later, like expansions wise, like we get Camivore as an expansion, they can set up to that a lot more easily rather than us going there and then receiving all of like the history of Camivore, you know? At least I hope so, like in terms of like pre-patch and stuff like that. If they do like pre-patches, that sort of thing. I would hope so. I would hope that, like, we know about Camivore. We know things about it before we actually go there. So I would do all the story doesn't have to be thrown at us of why we're going there. You know, we're just like there. We know what's going on. Let's get into the action. Here are the new events that are happening in Camivore. Here's the story progressing.
Yeah.
While the very first like zones, we're going to need that stuff spoon fed to us when we're going to each zone for sure.
I get what you're saying. So what you're saying is that, let's say we're in expansion one. Expansion one should be laying the framework not only for expansion two, but expansion 3 and small tidbits of expansion 4. Yes. So then the next expansion should be, okay, preparing expansion 3, expansion a little bit more of expansion 4, and then tidbits of expansion 5. So you got to be thinking like 4 expansions ahead lore-wise. So it doesn't become, here are all the new characters, this is the new classes, this is the new big bad that you're just about to meet, and let's go kick his butt. Let's go over to this island and let's do it. Yeah, that's what you want to avoid.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's such a big issue with MMOs. Like, modern MMOs have been going on for like a decade or longer, where you can tell they're just kind of, you know, they ran out of steam a while ago. They're still going, so they just gotta throw new stuff at you every year, every 2 years, for the sake of to keep the MMO going. It should feel very natural. I understand that at the beginning, it's definitely going to be a lot of setup and a lot of explaining, like you're a newborn child, what every zone is in its history. But yeah, after that, things just start feeling very organic.
Yeah, and once you fall back, it's hard to catch up.
Yeah.
You can't catch up. Like, then you're just always, okay, we have nothing prepped for expansion 4, and we're on expansion 3. We have to now lay the whole framework for expansion 4 and introduce everything. For sure, you're not going to get everything. You'll be able to, like, do tidbits for expansion 4, and then expansion 4 is going to have to explain everything. That's what you don't want. But then if you fall back, you can't recover.
Yep. That's the truth of it, or else you're just constantly going to be chasing, you know, like, oh man, we're not at all prepared for how expansion 5 is going to lead into expansion 4, but we're going to figure it out when we get there. That does not make for a cool world. That just makes for a new expansion.
Here's a question for you. So you're in this world, right? They're trying to give you the lore. How do you think they should do that in the game? Because it has to be in the game. Man. Like, not everything can be. I liked the idea that we had before with like Riot Forge kind of delving into these smaller stories that help flesh out the world. That's not a thing anymore. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be something else that's kind of used for that.
Yeah.
But yeah. How do you think they should do it in the game, in the MMO, to flesh out these stories?
Yeah. That's a good question. Because I think guaranteed, right? Runeterra is going to be pretty story driven. There's already so many characters. My God. Just off of League of Legends alone, with them wanting to release a new champion, you know, every like couple months or so, it leads to a lot of characters in the world of Runeterra that they're going to explore all of them at some point, I think, at least to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads to, man, like, I mean, obviously, I think in terms of a linear story, which I hope they don't do, at least especially for the first expansion, you know, like I think Final Fantasy 14 does a really good job of making a linear story of just, you're going to have your cutscenes where your characters do their cool little poses, you know, they have their dialogues that are just going to be text as their mouth moves. You might have some voice acted cutscenes, like, you know, every like 30 minutes or so, you're going to have a voice acted cutscene. So like, for what Final Fantasy 14 does, for what they want to accomplish, I think that's great. It's not my, you know, cup of tea and how I want to experience MMO, but if Riot wants to go that way, that's how they should do it. Then you got games like World of Warcraft, where it's just a lot more quest text, and if you want to skip it and get through all the story stuff and just get right into the action with your friends, that's cool too. So it's kind of, it comes down to how story-driven they want to be, and that leads to a very different MMO.
So I agree 100%, like with those two. You have the world feel, where it's like, they call it playground MMO, I think, or something like that. Then there's like the narrative driven MMO, where it's just a linear story. Or theme park MMO, yeah. Theme park MMO, even though like, even that seems to be, it's like all the ride, one ride is almost a narrative driven single linear story. So it's just like a bunch of single linear stories combined rather than an actual theme park MMO.